This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm Hala Banani. Welcome to Inspirations with Hala Banani on Huda tonight. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. The food we eat is either killing us or healing us. Our food consumption will impact not only our physical health, but our mental and emotional health as well. Food is the biggest driver of dysfunction in the brain, which impacts our attention, memory, behavior, and mood. And this is not just hypothetical. There is a whole department at Harvard called nutritional psychiatry and a department in Stanford called metabolic psychiatry. Mental illnesses such as depression and anxiety are inflammation of the brain. When we eat a healthier diet, we feel more energized and less lethargic. Dr. Hyman, the leading expert in the nutrition field, shared shocking statistics about the impact of food on people in prison. When prisoners were given healthy food, there was a 56% decrease in criminal violence. When they were given vitamins, there was an 80% decrease in violence. If healthy eating has this kind of an impact on the prison population, imagine what it can do for us and our families. We will be less irritable, less angry, less sad, and less worried. So not only will your health improve by eating better, but your relationships could also improve, inshallah. If you or someone you love is suffering from any sickness, a lack of energy, moodiness, memory loss, or mental health issues, you've got to watch this episode. For those of you who may not know me, I am a faith-based counselor with over 25 years experience helping thousands of Muslims all over the world, alhamdulillah, and I'm the founder of the Mindful Hearts Academy, which is my mentorship program helping women to be their absolute best. We will take a short break, and when we return, I will introduce you our exciting guest for today's show. Jobs are impacted, marriages are impacted, children are impacted, communities are impacted. You have to want to know how to deal with the changes. You have to be eager to meet some successful Muslims. You can't live in this world and not be mindful of your purpose. I think we can all use some inspiration. I'm your sister, Hala Banani. Trailblazers, change makers, community builders. We will meet the men and women who have left an impact on our Muslim society, the role models, the activists, and the modern day heroes. This is a show where you'll meet some really interesting people, psychologists, athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, successful Muslims that are being themselves and having insightful conversation. If ever there was a time that we need faith and motivation from real people in real situations, it's now. Join me live every Sunday, 4 p.m. Central, midnight Mecca time on Huda TV. Jobs are impacted, marriages are impacted, children are impacted, communities are impacted. You have to want to know how to deal with the changes. You have to be eager to meet some successful Muslims. You can't live in this world and not be mindful of your purpose. I think we can all use some inspiration. I'm your sister, Hala Banani. Trailblazers, change makers, community builders. We will meet the men and women who have left an impact on our Muslim society, the role models, the activists, and the modern day heroes. This is a show where you'll meet some really interesting people, psychologists, athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, successful Muslims that are being themselves and having insightful conversation. If ever there was a time that we need faith and motivation from real people in real situations, it's now. Join me live every Sunday, 4 p.m. Central, midnight Mecca time on Huda TV. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Inspirations. I'm your host, Hala Banani. It's a pleasure to have our guest today, Dr. Madiha Saeed, who also is known as Holistic Mom MD on social media. She is a practicing board-certified family physician in the USA, an international speaker, and a best-selling author of several books, including her most recent book, The Quranic Prescription. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Madiha, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakallah khair for having me. This is an incredible honor.
Mashallah, it's a pleasure to have you. And you always have, mashallah, so much enthusiasm and energy that you bring with you.
Oh, jazakallah khair. I am very passionate about this topic. So subhanAllah, I can't wait to discuss this today.
Alhamdulillah. You know, you're very passionate about the subject because it's impacted your life directly. Can you tell us about it? What are some of the health issues that you have faced and how did you go about healing yourself?
Absolutely. As a family physician here in the United States, in residency, I dealt with severe digestive issues, eczema, acne. That then progressed to multiple autoimmune conditions, including Hashimoto's and even lupus, which really attacks every cell of your body and it can eventually kill you. Okay. And I continued on that hamster wheel just like everybody else until one day I walked into the daycare provider and she was basically, I walked into the every mother's worst nightmare. The lights are dim. The daycare provider is rocking back and forth in her chair. And I heard the eerie silence is broken by my child's mm-mm in the back. And when I went back there, I saw that my firstborn, my gift from Allah, was almost being suffocated to death. So I immediately picked him up and I ran out. And on that day, it was like a sharp reality check where I said, Ya Allah, you saved my child this day. I promise I'm going to take care of this child the best that I know how. But then I had to take a step back and say, how am I going to take care of this child the best that I can if I myself as a family physician is completely falling apart? So I made it my mission on that day, subhanAllah, promise to Allah that I will take care of myself and my family the best I possibly know how. And that's where it really dove into this world of holistic, functional, integrative medicine.
SubhanAllah. So your health was suffering. You were dealing with all of these illnesses. Then you had the wake up call of your life, seeing your son suffocating, and you made that commitment. You made a promise, and that's where the passion was.
That's
born.
Where the passion. And then as a family physician, I am seeing the world around us. We have an epidemic of chronic disease. Our health, our future's health, the future of humanity, the future of the world is at stake. And we are all silently suffering. If you just look at the statistics, every 40 seconds, someone is dying from heart attack or suicide.
Wow. 40 seconds. Every 40 seconds. 40 SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. You know, 6 in every 10 Americans or adults have a chronic health condition. And, you know, our children are suffering. 54% of American children have a diagnosed chronic health condition. They say these numbers are continuing to rise to 80% if we continue at the current trajectory by 2025. And if that wasn't enough, one in every six are dealing with some sort of neurodevelopmental disorder. And then even autism is on a rise, where currently it's one in every, 30, I think the last statistics I saw was one in every 44 children have autism. They say if we continue at the current trajectory, one in every four children will have autism by 2033.
Now, that's mind-blowing. That is shocking. That is mind-blowing.
Shocking.
It really is. And so all of these illnesses are happening, and people are thinking this is the norm, that this is to be expected. As you age, you get certain illnesses, as you get, all of these things are seen as normal, but yet they're not. And you were trained as a medical doctor, as you said. I'm curious to know, in medical school, how much training did you have on nutrition?
Really none. In medical school, I think a couple of hours we had. And when it came to residency, we also had probably a couple of hours. But really, it was never put any emphasis on. And it was more, here's a problem, here's a pill, here's a procedure, here's some basic lifestyle things that you could do. But mostly it was things that were not sort of in our control as patients.
Right.
It was just really
controlling the symptoms. It was all mainly about controlling the symptoms. And so your passion, you were trained as a medical doctor and you turned to holistic medicine. What created that? I know you made a commitment to Allah. You're like, from now on, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of my baby. And alhamdulillah, you had that wake up call, because you're not just taking care of yourself and your baby, you're taking care of, mashallah, thousands of people worldwide. So tell us, is that like, how did you turn to holistic medicine as your passion?
So then I started looking for answers, because I knew that, yes, conventional medicine is amazing for acute care, but when it comes to conventional and like chronic disease, there's some pieces that are missing. But I didn't discover that until I was really not given much hope. And as a Muslim, that didn't set with me. The only thing you can do for lupus is take this medication. And when I read the side effects, I'm like, oh my God, this can cause cancer. I'm like, that's what, and then even death, that's what I'm trying to prevent. So yes, we can use those medications to help control the blaze, but in the fire, but to really get rid of the blaze and try to figure out exactly what the underlying root cause is. Because when I went to these doctors as a family physician, I wanted to ask, what can I do to stop these conditions?
Right.
What can I do? And subhanAllah, when I started looking into that, that's when I dove into integrative holistic functional medicine, that you can use. There's so much that you can do in your own lifestyle. From the foods that you eat, to the stress that you can manage, from the sleep and the social, the spiritual, the detoxification, that you can just incorporate into your daily routine, that can help to lower this chronic inflammation that we'll talk about, lower chronic inflammation, improve not one of these symptoms, but then all of them simultaneously. And anybody can do this in conjunction with their conventional care.
Mashallah. So this is a way of really empowering your patients, because it's not just about sitting and waiting and what is this medicine going to do? And I always get humored by, when they have those commercials of medications and people are like skipping through the field, but then it's a may cause, all sorts of symptoms. And one of them may be death, and it's scary, right? So you are putting the empowerment into the client, into the patient, saying that, you know what, you can do something about this. And tell us some of the things, because you have written some, mashallah, bestsellers. If you could tell us the names of your books. I had the pleasure of endorsing, I think, a couple of them. You tell us about the beautiful books that you have written.
Subhanallah, on this journey of trying to heal, improve my own health and help my patients' health, I first wrote the book. First book is called The Holistic RX, Your Guide to Healing Chronic Inflammation and Disease. That's the best of functional, integrative, and holistic medicine, all under one source, covering over 80 conditions for all ages.
Mashallah.
the holistic
And you
diet.
incorporate Quranic verses. It's a way of combining medicine and Islam, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So then when I was going through all my other research for those books, and when I wanted to educate the Muslim audience, I recognized that, oh my gosh, exactly what I've been telling and educating my patients over the last 13 years, Allah has told us in the Quran. And so this is the Quranic
Subhanallah. Look at
prescription.
your
I'm
beautiful
knocking the
book, the
secrets out.
Quranic prescription. Very nice, very nice. And you know, as soon as you sent it to me, my son took the book and he was so fascinated. He's like, it's just so incredible because there's so many health books out there, but the fact that you
So
incorporate
many
it with the
different.
Islamic principles is so heartwarming and comforting.
Absolutely. And it really tells us that there is so much hope. You know, because as an ummah, Allah has made us balanced, right?
Right.
And has given us so much hope. But it is when we disturb this balance, when we lead to chronic diseases of every stripe. And so, unfortunately, when we disturb this balance through the food, the artificial foods that we eat, the lack of stress management, the increased toxins, the negativity in our environment, the lack of sleep, you know, all of that can actually put our bodies out of balance. And it actually leads to something called chronic inflammation. And inflammation, we know, is in there's two different types, is acute and chronic. Acute
Right.
is doing a good thing, but then constant moderns life's daily exposures, triggers like chronic stress, all these things that we talked about can actually drive disease, destroying this miracle of the body
Right.
known as chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation actually damages tissues and organs, leading to chronic diseases of every stripe. So, and it can even
Right.
disrupt our brain chemistry. It can, there's two main pieces of decision making, your prefrontal cortex and amygdala. Chronic, you need both
Right.
of them to make a rational decision. But this is what's so,
Right.
subhanAllah, because of our imbalanced lifestyles that's leading to chronic inflammation, it's actually disconnecting our prefrontal cortex from our amygdala. So
Right.
therefore, we're making irrational limbic system driven decisions, unfortunately. And so this is where these putting our lifestyles back into balance, specifically,
Right.
you know, starting with, you know, I always like to start with Surah Baqarah number 172, where Allah tells us in the Quran that Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, eat a wish that is tayyib, what Allah has provided, and be grateful to Allah if it is indeed Allah that you worship. And I have found that this ayah, subhanAllah, if I can get people to just, these are like the key basics, if we can get them to eat tayyib, real food. And
tayyib. So define that for our audience. What would be classified as tayyib food? Because before you define it, I think it's very critical what you said about all that it causes. Because many times people think, oh, well, I'm just eating junk. And they're just like, well, I don't care if I get fat, right? So it becomes more about appearance. And if someone doesn't care about their appearance, then they just, they let themselves go. But you don't realize all of that inflammation, how it affects your psychiatry, even your, you know, your mental health and all of the illnesses. So tell us about tayyib. What is classified as tayyib food?
SubhanAllah. So we have to first understand that foods are changing our biochemistry with every bite we take, influencing how we feel.
Please repeat that again so everyone can grasp this because it's critical.
These foods that we're putting into our bodies are changing our biochemistry with every bite that we take, constantly influencing how we feel. And so basically these nutrient poor foods are destroying our health and our brains down to our microbiome and our genes. So what tayyib is real foods, pure foods, good, nutritious, safe foods. And here we can classify that as non-GMO and organic. Because
Right.
remember,
things you can read, right? I think an easy way for people to know what's real, if you can read the label, okay, what's in the ingredients, there's water, there is carrots, you know, and you know those ingredients. But then when you have those long list of ingredients, those are all the processed foods that we need to stay away from.
We need to stay away from because, subhanAllah, if we can just start to add back tayyib foods of what Allah has provided into our everyday daily routine, we can really influence our microbiology for the better. It's because real foods actually help heal you and optimize your mitochondria, lower inflammation, and optimize your immune system.
Yes.
While artificial fake food, that the khabith food, is actually leading to more and more sickness today. It's actually destroying our gut microbiome. 70 to 80% of our immune system lies in the gut. We have 100 trillion bacteria that line the gut lining. And these bacteria are responsible for digestion, immunity. They make 90% of our serotonin. Percent of dopamine, so they really do influence our health. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that the worst vessel we can fill is our stomach. But unfortunately, in today's world, we are filling it without even thinking, not reading the labels.
Right.
And now science has proven that the health of your body really does start in the gut.
In the gut. And when I heard that the serotonin and dopamine, which are the happy hormones, are created in the gut, and I had a gut issue, I'm like, that's when I'm going to get serious. That woke me up, because I can't, no one can mess with my dopamine and serotonin levels. So it's so important. And mashallah, I know that your kids have a podcast that they are hosting. Tell us about that. And tell us, first of all, about your their ages. Right? How old are your kids who are doing this podcast on holistic health, right? It is called the Holistic Kids Show, and they're interviewing some of the biggest names in functional medicine world, which is really amazing, mashallah, tabarakallah. Tell us about how they got started in doing this.
Subhanallah. So they started, you know, obviously as a mother, the more that I learned, the more I taught and more educated my children. And so this is something that they've slowly started to adapt as I was learning it, they were doing it and, you know, incorporating it into their lifestyle. So when the pandemic hit, I'm really wanted to take their knowledge and, you know, really take it to the world, because I think our children need this now more than ever. We're educating our children on these very complex topics, but very simple things like food and nutrition and lifestyle. We're not really putting emphasis on that. So we started the Holistic Kid Show podcast, where my
How old were they when they started? They started at
2 years old, so they were 12.
Two.
9 and 7. 12, 9 and 7 is when they
12,
started.
9 and 7. Okay, it was 2 years ago. All right.
Mashallah,
mashallah. And they've been doing it for the past 2 years.
2 years, we have over 75 episodes.
MashaAllah. That is really phenomenal. And it doesn't stop there, because you also have your mother-in-law on Facebook, and she has Holistic Urdu MD and educating people worldwide. And it's three generations that's leading
this, mashallah,
a health revolution. What do you mean by health revolution?
With the state of the ummah today, there's so much that we can do to help optimize our health. Mm-hmm. And it starts with simple things that you can do today. Gratitude, positivity, stress management, getting out in nature, you know, eating tayyib foods, lowering the toxins in our environment. Subhanallah, there's so much that we can do to really help lower chronic inflammation that is leading to and driving all these chronic health conditions in ourselves and our children.
Right.
And so therefore, if we truly were in charge of our own health, we can create that healing revolution. Start
Mashallah.
With ourselves, and then create that trickle effect that ripples out into the world, inshallah.
I love that. I love the concept of a healthy revolution. Everyone, I imagine people protesting with carrots and bananas in their hands. You know, we need to really bring awareness to our ummah, because there are too many people who do not see the connection between the food they eat and how they're feeling. Yet they believe that a small medicine can change their whole biochemistry. So the food that we're consuming is so critical. And we're all have been under so much stress. I mean, especially since the pandemic. So whether it's financial stress, whether it's, you know, people having a lot of marriages are falling apart, issues with children. And so the stress is just ongoing. Can you tell us the impact that this ongoing stress will have on a person's health?
Let's just say 90% of the complaints that come to primary care physicians are due to stress. 90%.
Wow.
Are due to stress. So we know that stress raises your cortisol levels. It raises your blood sugar levels. It actually weakens your immune system. And it just destroys the good gut microbiome. It leads to things like insulin resistance and prediabetes. So starting with, you know, just optimizing your stress levels. And that too, what I have my patients really do is surrender that stress to Allah, trust in Him, heal with nature, you know, add mindfulness and meditation, prayer, dua, and dhikr.
Yes.
But the key is that mindfulness piece. And I think
I love that piece. I love that piece because that's my passion. And this is why, you know, I created the Mindful Hearts Academy, just to teach people to live in the present, to be aware, and that's the way to Jannah anyway. If you are mindful about your thoughts, your words, your actions, even what you're consuming, what are you thinking about, and surrendering that to Allah, it is so powerful. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Absolutely. We as Muslims are supposed to be a people of taqwa and mindfulness and fear of Allah. And we are supposed to be walking that path, looking for those thorns, making sure that it doesn't hit us. And so subhanAllah, very similarly, we need to be eating the way mindfully, the way that Allah has told us to eat. Layer of foods, less quantity of foods. We need to be stress managing the way that Allah has told us, limit the toxins. So there's, and being positive and grateful, getting back to people of alhamdulillah. All of those pieces, even sleeping and the social, you know, positive social support can actually lower stress. And it is critical. It is critical in your healing journey. And just by doing these, I no longer deal with the chronic conditions that plagued half my life. Over the last 13 years of practicing this type of medicine, integrative, holistic, functional medicine, Quranic medicine, I have seen like 100%.
I love that. Quranic medicine. That's fit. That you were able to heal yourself from the autoimmune disorders. You had Hashimoto's, you had the lupus, and you were able to heal. And how empowering that now you get to heal your patients and see the impact. The impact of this knowledge.
It is so powerful that something so small can make such a huge benefit in your life and your children's life. And then it trickles down into, you know, even the environment.
MashaAllah.
It's very powerful.
You know, and when we go back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how he lived his life and how, you know, he said that to put a third for your food, a third for water, a third for breathing, not to overstuff yourself, to have that activity, the exercise, I find that's my biggest stress relief because I have a rather demanding job. And I find that when I release all of that tension through the exercise, it's like, it's amazing. You get totally empowered.
Absolutely. A tayyib lifestyle really does heal you and the planet.
Yes.
So it's very mashallah. To just add these pieces back into your lifestyle. Incorporate, just start by gratitude and incorporate foods that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to eat or has been mentioned in the Quran. Because that in of itself, if you look at the scientific studies of the foods that have been mentioned in the Quran, it's mind-blowing. And so if you can just start with these simple things, you know, swap out, like, for example, honey instead of sugar, because we know that honey is healing. SubhanAllah. Yes. Allah told us that. And we know that sugar actually drives a lot of these chronic health conditions. So these are simple things that we can incorporate into our everyday daily routine that can really lower chronic inflammation, optimize our mitochondria, and heal the ummah.
And the key is to eat, to heal, to feed yourself as in a way of being able to function. Because a lot of times, and we've all been guilty of it, of having those emotional, eating for emotional reasons and grabbing the things you're craving. But when you're thinking about this is my body is an amana, and how can I best take care of it? It changes everything. So it's a paradigm shift that has to happen.
Absolutely, that this body is a gift, and Allah has told us in the Quran that verily Allah will never change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves, in Surah number 13, Ayah number 11. So it really does start with us. We need to truly start to live a life according to Quran and Sunnah, eat according to Quran and Sunnah, wake up according to Quran and Sunnah. Sleep according to Quran and Sunnah, live our everyday moments according to Quran and Sunnah. And now science has proven that when you do that, and I have seen the results over and over the last 13 years, miracles, alhamdulillah, can happen just by living a life according to Quran and Sunnah. It's very rewarding.
Mashallah. Jazakallah khairan, and Dr. Madiha Saeed, for your time and your wealth of knowledge, mashallah. Inshallah, we have all been inspired to eat healthier and take better care of our health with the intention of wanting to please Allah, wanting to take care of this beautiful amanah that we've been given. So may Allah reward your effort and the effort of your entire family, mashallah. It was such a pleasure to have you on.
Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much for having me on. It's been an honor.
It's an honor to have you, mashallah. We loved having you. Inshallah, we'll have you back on again.
Jazakallah khair.
Awayakum. Mashallah, stay tuned. We will take a short break and return. Jazakallah khairan. Jobs are impacted, marriages are impacted, children are impacted, communities are impacted. You have to want to know how to deal with the changes. You have to be eager to meet some successful Muslims. You can't live in this world and not be mindful of your purpose. I think we can all use some inspiration. I'm your sister, Hala Benani. Trailblazers, change makers, community builders. We will meet the men and women who have left an impact on our Muslim society, the role models, the activists, and the modern day heroes. This is a show where you'll meet some really interesting people, psychologists, athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, successful Muslims that are being themselves and having insightful conversation. If ever there was a time that we need faith and motivation from real people in real situations, it's now. Join me live every Sunday, 4 p.m. Central, midnight Mecca time on Huda TV. Welcome back to Inspirations. What a fascinating discussion we had with Dr. Madiha Saeed, telling us about what it means to eat tayyib. Tayyib, it's Quranic prescription. Make sure you check out her books, The Quranic Prescription. Check out the podcast that her children are running. And if you are interested in the holistic Urdu, mashallah, wonderful points on how the food that we eat impacts us, not only the way that we look, because usually we emphasize on our, maybe on the appearance, on what you're eating. However, it has a profound impact on our health, on our mood, on the irritability, even depression and anxiety. And we find that the food that we eat is either killing us or healing us. Our food consumption will not only impact our physical health, but our emotional and psychological health as well. So we need to realize that the food is the biggest driver of dysfunction in the brain, which impacts our attention, memory, behavior, and mood. So if you want to feel better, you want to be more energetic and improve your relationships, you've got to focus on healthy eating. And some of the points that Dr. Medeha was saying is that when you focus on what it is that you're consuming, and not just the food that you're taking in, looking at it from a sunnah perspective, that first of all, our body has been given to us as an amana. Allah has given us this body. I love to use this analogy that if someone, they lent you their Ferrari, and they said, for the next month, you get to have this Ferrari. How would you take care of it? What would you do? What kind of fuel would you put into it? Would you tear up the leather in the seats? Would you go off-roading? Or would you take impeccable care of this car? Obviously, we would take care of it because we know that we would have to answer for it. We will have to give our, you know, the amana back. We have to give that trust back. And now our body is an amana that is worth millions and millions of dollars. SubhanAllah, when we look at every organ that we have, that Allah has blessed us with, when we take care of it, and when you can live a healthy life, how amazing is that? And when a lot of times we take our health for granted until something goes wrong, until you get sick, even with a small headache, then that is when you take your health and you appreciate it the way you're meant to be. So let's take care of this amana by eating the foods that are tayyib. Tayyib are foods, like Dr. Medeha was saying, they are fresh, they are real, you can read the ingredients, do your best to stay away from the processed food, and you can do a replacement. If you like certain, let's say sodas, instead of having sodas, have sparkling water. If you, instead of having sugar, have something healthier, maybe have the honey. And when you make these small adjustments in your diet, then you will see the difference. You will feel the impact because you are no longer eating to just serve your, maybe your cravings. You're eating to heal yourself. You're eating to be energized, and you're eating to be your best. And this is one of the wonderful things we can do to show appreciation to Allah, to have gratitude for Allah, is that we live our life in a way that is pleasing to Him, and we take care of our amanas. And so not only do we need to take care of the food that we're eating, but also stress management. As Dr. Medeha has said, 90% of the health issues are because of stress. And we are impacted. Whenever you sit there, you're catastrophizing, you're thinking about, what if this happens? What if I don't get a job? What if my child doesn't get married? What if? You are creating stress in your body, and your body doesn't know. Your brain cannot distinguish between what is real and what is not real. So what it will do, it will react as if it's actually happening. And our bodies, we cannot afford that. We have enough real stress. We don't need hypothetical stress. So if you're going through some challenges, whether it's in your financially, whether it's in your relationships, make sure either get professional help, address that. Make sure that you are releasing the stress by either walking, exercising, being in nature. And something very important that Dr. Medeha brought up, and what I believe in firmly, is mindfulness. You have to be mindful, mindful of your thoughts, mindful of your behavior, mindful of everything that you do and the food that you put in your body and the way you spend your time, because we have to take care of ourselves. And when we do, it shows. It shows in our appearance. It shows in our, even in our spirituality. We feel more connected. We feel more enlightened and energetic. And when you are energetic, you can worship your creator better. So let's all have the intention from this moment, regardless of how you've been eating, regardless of how you've been living your life, let's make a commitment now that we are going to take one step towards a healthier life. Now, that can be having more salads, having more food that is tayyib, maybe stop catastrophizing, and it could be, I'm going to walk 10 minutes a day. These are things that all of us can implement, and little by little, what will happen is that it will become addictive. But this is a good addiction. When you're addicted to eating healthy and exercising, managing your stress, you will be a better version of yourself. And when you're a better version of yourself, all your relationships will improve. You'll have more energy. You'll be less irritable, and you'll be less angry. And inshallah, Allah will put barakat in your life because you're doing it with the intention of pleasing your Creator and taking care of your amana. So jazakallah khair. And for all of you who tuned in, it was a fascinating discussion. Inshallah, may Allah bless all of us and all of our health, and help those who are suffering with illnesses, chronic pain, chronic illnesses. And may we, inshallah, take steps towards our good health. Jazakallah khairan for tuning in. And inshallah, join us next week for another episode of Inspirations. Assalamu alaikum.